Hello and welcome to the Camcast. Today I will be discussing the novel Scarborough by Catherine Hernandez and my own personal relationship to the book. Before I begin, I just want to give some background about myself. I'm a first generation Canadian living in Toronto. My parents are both Muslim who migrated here from East Africa in the 1990s. And all the women in my family wear the hijab, including my mother and my grandmother. So as I was reading the novel, I was really happy to know that she incorporates characters who wear the hijab. Reading books and novels where you rarely see minority characters was really something that got me moved and excited. When I see the chapters of Laura, the daughter of the racist Corey, she asks Ms. Hina, the hijab-wearing teacher, what is the hijab and why do you wear the hijab? She replies by saying it reminds me of who I am. I think this is a great quote as people fail to see the hijab is more than just a piece of clothing, as it is a veil that protects the woman in her own way and is a personal choice in majority of the cases. I relate this novel to Adichie's TED Talk, The Dangers of a Single Story, when she says that by reading colonial and Western novels, she did not know that people like her could exist in literature. It saved her from having a single story of what books are. She gives the example of ginger beer as she had no idea what it is, yet she incorporated it into her stories. I think this is very sad as all books we tend to read are always linked to the Western perspective, where we rarely see minority individuals. I take issue with that as I do believe that you can raise awareness about certain topics through novels as it can and will have an impact on society. This book really ties in well with Frank's The Wounded Storyteller, chapter afterward. As we see, there are multiple stories and that no story actually stands alone. For example, Frank says that any story comes to me as a web of stories. No story stands alone. Each story weaves threads through a person's experience. Yet everything that is said carries a resonance of previous stories because every indignation and aspiration, every expression of despair and act of courage has been told before. This relates to Scarborough as all the stories are always continuously linking, characters are always together, and we see this even through Laura's perspective when she's not in this world at the last point of the novel. This brings me to one thing I noticed by the end of the book. Through Sylvie, we see that she had a storytelling time with Christy that seemed forced in the beginning. But as we transition along the novel, we see that she actually wanted to participate in this storytelling. This is critical as Frank says, stories give you hope, and hope begins with having sufficient confidence that one's life will have a future story. At the end of the book, Sylvie is still writing stories and now is feeling better. In feeling better, we see that she believes in her capacity to see how her story is told, and that hope means imagining life in a worthwhile and at best valuable. The person who is hopeful imagines living a life in its own terms. Good. This is important because we fail to see the importance of stories and only focus on one story when we are taking a Western perspective. Additionally to the hijab-wearing character, Miss Hina, it is important how she incorporates more than one hijab character. We see that Catherine Hernandez creates the doctor character who is wearing the hijab. We see that she creates Laura's neighbor, Miss Kamal, who is also wearing the hijab. This conveys the overall message where we see that the hijab actually has an impact on society through viewing how the characters progress, assisting the other characters in the novel. It shows that people that wear hijab are not simply marginalized and not wear it by choice, as Miss Hina puts it. It reminds me of who I am. And I think this is very important for a change in our society. However, I did have one issue with the novel. I understand that labels are important when discussing disability. Whether it is a mental or physical disability doesn't matter. But I do think we shouldn't use people first language in all cases as we see Catherine Hernandez does. For example, on page 237, she says, "I looked up anything about communication with people who have autism." I think people first language is, as Tipkowski from St. Francis Xavier University puts it, as something that makes it seem like disability comes with people. Identity first language is important as communities do prefer that and it can break the stigma that disability is something that is unwanted while still maintaining the labels needed to attain benefits from society in order to cope with disability. People first language does not take aim at the social model of disability as it focuses solely on the biomedical perspective, which is problematic because it's not taking an inclusive perspective. Overall, this book was a great read with many great messages that society can utilize to reduce marginalization and isolation. it is important to remember that no story stands alone and that we are all connected through our web of stories. Thank you for tuning into the Camcast, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.